Lindsay looked back at the window where the crow had been, but it wasn't there. It was absent, and she could have sworn that she'd seen it there. The dog Ellis was bristling now, and seemed to be very perturbed. And she looked back towards the sky where all the crows had been, and they were there, but there was something off about them. And she studied them a little bit more, as now she had stopped the car because there was something leaking on the hood and the dog had yapped at her. And so as she studied the sky, the crows were still circling, but she noticed that they were circling backwards. They weren't moving forwards anymore. They weren't flying in any known pattern that she was familiar with. It was an ebb and flow, sort of like fish underwater when they school, if they've sensed that there's some kind of predator nearby. But backwards.